When we think of music, we think of notes, melodies, rhythms, a bit of harmony. A piece can be incredibly fast and we become breathless. A piece can also be incredibly slow and we might go into a trance or a trance-like state. A single note can repeat very quickly or it can sustain for several seconds and maybe even a minute. Lots of composers have focused on the one note because it has a different way to keep the listener off their game, surprised, even startled. Welcome back to Accelerando. I'm Paula Tuttle, and today we're going to have a look at the distillation of music into a single note. An oceanographer named David Reed Shaw Barclay. He would post collections of music on a blog. He seemed interested in curating all the music in his record collection, and he would travel to exotic cities so he could rummage through the record bins. Some of his posts were from trips like a mixtape of Turkish disco, pop, and dance music, or a compilation of every album in his collection. He'd pick one song from each and try to get through his whole collection. He called this a complete abridged record collection. One of his collages or mixtapes was of guitar solos that were on just one note. He made a seamless recording including those types of solos, including four Neil Young solos, and then solos from Creedence Clearwater, The Coasters, Brian Eno, and many more. Barclay was interested in the way the music was portrayed in this unexpected manner, maybe just as a collector or someone who catalogs, but I think he found the one-note solos worth pointing out. I'm not sure his interests align with others. Every composer would have a particular reason for staying on a single note. Maybe they're portraying a bell, like a bell tower. And bell towers have meanings in literature or movies. It's startling. It's saying, watch out. Something is starting or something is ending. In the film The English Patient, a bell tone rang whenever the title character, a war veteran, was about to have a flashback. Bells like this are sad. Something's ended or died. In this song, John Lee Hooker is saying goodbye.
I know I heard a church bell tone this morning. I know I heard the church bell tone.
A repeated note could also be a repeated chord. Messiaen uses a repeated chord in the piano, a pedal, in the fifth movement of the Quartet for the End of Time. The cello moves slowly against the repeated chord. Is this death? Some think it's more like fate. The piece was written in a concentration camp, and the prisoners used the instruments they had available. And Messiaen composed for what they had, a piano, a cello, clarinet, and a violin. The repeated chords are ethereal and persistent. Maybe a chain or a prison that won't release you, that your situation is pretty dire. In the final movement, he does the same thing with the violin solo, but the feeling is not about fate. It's about eternity, release, and maybe hope. same piano chords that held the cello down to earth or in chains now seemed to push the violin up, up, up. Whenever there's a repetition of a note or a chord, it comes across as stubborn. Is it resisting something? As a player, you have the feeling of insisting, holding court, but not developing an idea or argument much, as maybe trying to drive home your point. Maybe the player feels like the bell. You'd better watch out. Wake up. Get going. Edmund Burke wrote this in 1757. A single note repeated has a grand effect. It's like a clock at night, stroke on a drum, or a successive firing of the cannon. So the repeated note could wake you up from a spell. It puts you on notice. It reminds you to stay alert. Repetition, on the other hand, it just lulls you into a state of compliance or complacency. Maybe it puts you under a spell. In Ravel's Bolero, it feels like a vamp for 10 minutes. Stagnated. A still night. It's peaceful. He's drawing you in and putting you in a trance. But the single note is different. When we hear it, we might feel like we were being gypped of a full meal. We only got the rice. The listener might feel, I came for more, and might even feel insulted. They might even think the artist or composer is being stingy. Didn't he have the time to write something more? Or is it the opposite? This composer trusts me to understand the meaning of just one note. I'm proud to be in this audience. We all understand the meaning of this one note. It's the gift of simplicity. Maybe. Well, the opinion of this podcaster is, if a composer is going to stay on one note for a long time, there better be a good reason. What about fast notes? Relentless repeated notes on a drum or any instrument cause a lot of tension. In Philip Glass's 1 plus 1, Jan van der Boomen plays the tabletop. And I didn't make that up. His last name really is Boomen. Drum solos are big favorites in rock concerts. Me, personally, I feel a lot of tension in them. Maybe I'm thinking, when will it end? In the opera Dennis and Katya, the composer Philip Venables, he uses a repeated electronic tone to simulate texting between the journalists. Pitch changes finally. It goes up and it creates even more tension. If you don't know this story, it's about two Russian teenagers in a standoff with the police, and it's pretty scary. The repeated electronic note skillfully brings the audience to attention. There are some popular songs that the melody is on one note. Mr. Brightsides is a popular song that audiences love to sing along with because it's only on one note. It's easy to follow. The harmony moves so everyone can do the karaoke. Brilliant. It's not really causing tension. It's really more like cheating. And it's been pointed out that Taylor Swift tends to write one-note melodies a lot. Hey, if I was screaming all night, I'd want to rest too. In the chorus of Are We Out of the Woods, it's a fast repeated note. And we do feel some release of tension when it resolves for just one note before returning to the repeated note. We feel like we're holding our breath and coming up for a gulp of air. In a Latin pop piece called One Note Samba, Joe Beam recontextualizes the harmony and the one note's place in each chord. This makes the listener feel cool, not nervous about the release of tension. The jazzy rhythm works to make the mood unthreatening, and the words even talk about the one note.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still the note.
So we ask, why are these one-note melodies so popular? Well, the author of the book called Every Song Ever, Ben Ratliff, has a theory. He says playing a note repeatedly is a way to connect with the listener. Why? Because the act of listening and playing get closer together. The listener imagines himself playing the notes. Believe it? He says that holding a pitch in your head morphs into replicating it, which is synonymous with playing it. I get that. A little. You don't want to just overwhelm your audience with fast notes all night. You want to bring them on your journey. Finding different ways to engage your listeners is a worthy pursuit. You want to mix it up. Have them be impressed a little by the flashy pieces, and have some sentiment with the slow pieces. Playing a single note repeatedly gets the audience in a third way. They become the performer. If that's true, let's consider the repeated chord can be a repeating arpeggio, like in this piece. Maybe it has that same component that gets the listener crossing over to performer, meaning they anticipate the next notes. The arpeggiated right hand is an ostinato, or a persistently repeated motif. Since the entire movement is either pianissimo or piano, it has the effect of one-note solos. Berlioz said of this movement that it's one of those poems that human language does not know how to qualify. The sonata was very popular in Beethoven's time, just as it is today. It might be one of the most popular compositions of all. Beethoven, in exasperation, was quoted saying, "Surely I've written better things." Yes, Ludwig, you did. But the Moonlight Sonata, maybe it falls into the category of these one-note songs that for some strange reason catch people's attention. This piece has probably been recorded more than any other piano piece. There's so many ways to do it, too. There's a one-hour loop you can use to sleep to. And there are startling performances posted on YouTube where the artists break into something different. A German critic, Paul Becker, proclaims the Moonlight Sonata is one of the first pieces in the Romantic era. This is helpful because it doesn't follow a typical classical sonata form. It's modified. It's titled Adagio Sostenuto, not Allegro, and it's Sonata Quasi Una Fantasia. Beethoven thought of it as a prelude. He said, "It's an introduction, not a proposition." I love that story because we listen to this piece so many times and we don't give care what the composer intended. We all own the piece, but take a moment to hear it through Beethoven's ears. It's saying what the one-note solos say. Stop what you're doing. Listen to this. Become the ostinato or the repeated note. It's like a bell. Be alert. Something's coming. Something's ending. Lots of composers have taken the one-note idea and made wonderful pieces. I'm closing with this performance of the one-note samba. Here's Lily Abreu with the Diamante Trio.
Eis aqui este sambinha, feito numa nota só. Outras notas vão entrar, mas a base é uma só. Essa é outra consequência do que acabo de dizer. Como eu sou a consequência inevitável de você. Quanta gente existe por aí que fala tanto e não diz nada, quase nada. Já me utiliza de top escala e no fim não sofreu nada. Deu em nada, eu voltei pra.
So whether you listen to jazz, blues, country, go to the symphony, or listen to modern music, the repeated note is something you'll notice. It's unusual. So I'm just asking, see if any of this works for you. Does it make you feel tension? Does it draw you in? Maybe it makes you feel more connected to the performers. It doesn't have to be the same in each piece. But it is an interesting tool. One of the many composers and songwriters use. Have fun listening this week. I hope there's opportunities for some live music in your week. See you next time.